an official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tom in Pennsylvania has a painting question. What's going on?
Well, listen, I have a bi-level, and the outside block wall is kind of sandy. And I did some repair on it because some of the parging, it's not a true stucco, but a parging, flaked off, and I mixed up some cement, and I put it on there. And I actually painted it with an outside mason paint. But it seemed like a year later, actually, the half of the bi-level that's insulated and heated, because I put a family room on that side,
right.
It seems like all the paint's peeling off. Not on the other side, where there's really no heat, just a regular basement with the washer and dryer. I did insulate it. You know, there's tongue and groove wood inside there.
What side of the house is the paint peeling off on? Is it the north or the south?
On the south.
Okay, well, you got a lot more sun there, so that could be part of the problem.
Yeah, but it's just on the one half. It mm-hmm. seemed like the other half that I painted didn't flake off at all.
Did the parging repair stick? Is any of the parging falling off?
No, the parging repair did stick.
Okay.
It's the original parging that's just a real sandy. And I did know that when they built the house, because I had it built, they did the parging and during the wintertime, and I thought maybe that somehow it kind of froze a little bit and didn't cure right. But like I said, when I did paint it, the parts that fell off were mm-hmm. flaky. The parge is real sandy.
Well, did you prime this before you put the paint on that new surface?
No, I didn't use any primer at all. The paint that I used mm-hmm. Was a primer and masonry paint in one.
Okay. Well, if it's the paint is peeling, you have an adhesion issue, and you have to understand that when paint is designed, that it's either designed to be a primer, which is very adhesive, or to be a top coat, which has a lot more color in it. And while there may be some products out there that mix both together, I think you're always better off, especially if you have a difficult masonry surface, of using a primer first, preferably an oil-based primer on an oil surface, like a Kills or a Bin or something like that, and then you could put a top coat over that. I think in this mm-hmm. situation, since you've tried the masonry product that's a 2-in-1, that what you really probably should do here is wire brush all of that stuff off that's really loose, get as much of it off as you can, prime the surface, let it really dry and really adhere. And in fact, you know, if it's cold and damp, I would not do this. I'd wait for a nice, warm, dry day.
You have to wait for it really to dry out.
Especially with masonry, because, you know, it's so spongy in terms of its ability to hold water.
And it may look like it's dry, but it could, you know, it's very hydroscopic. So it's going to suck water through from the soil. It's going to really maintain that water. So wait for, you know, it to be dry for a few days.
You know when the perfect time is to do this? On a maybe a not terribly hot, but just a slightly warm summer day on the south side. Wait for the sun to go down about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's not in direct sunlight, but the masonry surface is nice and dry and a bit warm. That would be the perfect time to paint this. And you'll get really good adhesion. And I think it's going to last a lot longer.
Yeah, I did do that when I did initially do it. You know, it was dry. In fact, I went out and I pressure washed the whole thing.
After you pressure washed it, how long did you wait?
Oh, I waited a week
okay.
for it to dry. I mean, it dried. It was in August, and it dried.
Right, but again, you used a 2-in-1 paint that was primer and paint mixed together. I'm suggesting to you that the best thing to do is to do a separate primer coat and then a top coat. I think you're always going to be better off doing it that way, Tom.
Okay. Is that like a ThermoSeal, bonding seal, or just a primer?
Primer. Standard exterior grade primer. Use an oil-based Kills, for example.
Okay.
Will work very well. Okay?
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Tom, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.